Even when you experience the ego disappearing, it comes back. And it doesn't come back like a horror film villain. Oh my God, it's back. It's back. And it's pissed.
Larger than ever.
You can't get me. You tried to drown me in the lake. I'm back. No. Ego comes back simply because you can go to the mountaintop. You can have an experience of realization of oneness, but then you have to come back down the mountain and return to the village. So there are states and there are periods where you are egoless, and there is a period where the ego comes back simply to be integrated. So you experience yourself without ego simply to become the one that integrates your ego into your heart so that the ego returns to love. One who is fully embodied has an integrated ego, right? In the old way, it's like the folklore is, ooh, that person doesn't have an ego. That was like the old goal. And the real work is to integrate your ego so that your body, your mind, your heart, your soul, your ego are all vessels of consciousness.